and Caitlin with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, efforts to control the spread of the crown of thorn starfish across the Great Barrier Reef remain successful despite increased environmental pressure. Although the starfish is native to the region, outbreaks are far more frequent and devastating and are believed to be the direct result of human activity. Dr. Tina Skinner found that control and regulation of the crown of thorn starfish led to a dramatic increase in coral cover, with roughly one-third of the reef experiencing more than 10% growth. However, Dr. Skinner stressed that control and management were only one part of the solution, and that to truly protect the corals, there must be a reduction in the emission of climate change-causing gases. The project aims to improve the health of coral across the Great Barrier Reef.
Brisbane is set to introduce a $15 million trial that uses AI to predict, adapt and control traffic congestion across the city. Brisbane is Australia's most congested city and was ranked the 10th most congested city globally on the INRX Global Traffic Scorecard. Brisbane currently relies on a traffic management system that was implemented 40 years ago, and the introduction of AI is being touted as the much-needed upgrade for Brisbane's traffic system as the city is set to expand exponentially as the Olympic Games come closer and closer. The trial is expected to last for 2 years, and if it is successful, has the potential to be extended for up to a decade. And if implemented successfully, Australia could be the first country to implement AI in its traffic infrastructure.
In national news, the United States will likely not be able to sell Australia the AUKUS nuclear submarines that were planned, according to the Navy's nominee for the U.S. Chief of Operations, Admiral Darrell Caudle. The U.S. would need a 100% improvement to its production of the Virginia-class submarine if it were to sell any to the Australian Admiral, Claude said. The U.S. Navy estimates that two of the submarines need to be built every year to meet the nation's defense needs at a rate of 2.33 to be able to sell the submarines to Australia as planned. Currently, the submarines are being constructed at a rate of just over one per year. Former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said it was very unlikely Australia would ever receive the submarines from the US. The AUKUS agreement is currently under review by the United States Department of Defense.
Please be advised, the following story may contain subject matter that is distressing for some listeners. Victorian Indigenous communities are urging the Victorian state government to act on the recommendations of a coroner who investigated the 2021 death in custody of Heather Calgarrett. On Monday, Coroner Sarah Gerbert found that Miss Calgarrett had died after being given an inappropriately prescribed dose of opioid medication. Gaps in the available healthcare were identified by the coroner, and it was recommended that the government must do more to integrate Aboriginal health groups into prison healthcare. Additionally, Coroner Sarah Gerbert found numerous issues with the way Miss Calgarrett's parole was managed and found that there had been multiple missed opportunities to intervene on her behalf. Heather Calgarrett's sister, Suzanne, said that she hoped there would be lessons learned to prevent similar deaths in the future.
In international news, the cause of Korean airline Jeju Air crash in December of last year that killed 179 people is still undetermined, with the report being withheld from the public after the families of the passengers killed criticized it for blaming the pilots without further investigation. The flight crashed Muan International Airport on December 29 last year after an emergency landing without landing gear following a bird strike. A withheld report from the South Korean Aviation and Railway Accident Investigation Board that was seen by Reuters outlined that while the right engine was more heavily damaged by the airstrike than the left one, the left engine was shut down. However, a more recent update proposed that the more damaged right engine could have kept the plane in flight for longer. According to the families of the passengers, the report prematurely assigned blame to the pilots of the flight. It was in response to these complaints that the report was withheld. Global aviation rules dictate that civil investigation boards should not assign blame or liability.
For the weather today, Brisbane is as cool as your typical 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire warning and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Oh, that's the second time I've heard that line this morning. Well, when I went out this morning, I had to grab something from outside and I came back in and I said to my partner, it's as cool as a 4ZZZ subscriber out there.
We're all just thinking the same thing.
Yes, thank you for that. And yeah, thank you for bringing us all up to date. We shall see you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're into, here on Workers' Power, we're into more music, more contenders. And this one is a great one. Probably should maybe even dedicate it to Donald Trump here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.